Rafa, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, it was finally confirmed. But did you watch the Sunderland game? What were your feelings Wednesday night, Thursday morning?
No, I didn't see the game. I saw a little bit the news 2-0, then I put the TV 3-0 on a chance for Sunderland. I knew that the game was nothing. So really disappointed, really upset. But as soon as we knew, we have to think about the next game and the future. So I had a meeting with Lee Charlie. We were talking about how to manage these days, and then quickly he was asking me about the future, and then we start organizing a little bit things for the next week.
You've been remarkably calm through the 10 games. You've been very philosophical, but inwardly, have you gone a little bit up in terms of you think you might survive, down a bit when you think you didn't, or have you been pretty much static all the way through?
No. I was at the beginning. I thought that we could do it. The first games, we had some problems because, you know, we had been talking about that, the injuries, the possibility to change players was not too big at the beginning. But after, I could see the team progressing, improving. I was surprised. At a certain point, we had one game in hand. And the last week, they had one game in hand. So something was wrong in terms of the features, but because we couldn't change that. I thought that we could be safe because the team was growing. No? Mm-hmm. The reaction against Liverpool and after the game against Crystal Palace. So you could see that the team had the belief. Disappointed with the performance against Aston Villa. Even this game, without playing well at this right, we had some chances, so we have chances to win the game, and we could be fighting even the last day or the last game. But I have to be practical, you say in English. Then we cannot change things. No. We have to prepare the game against Tottenham in the best way possible. That will be difficult. Thanks the fans for the support all this time, and start thinking about the future, my future, the future of Newcastle United. Obviously, a lot of people, a lot of speculation about what can happen, but then what I said, what Lee Charlie said, that we have had a meeting, we will have more meetings, and then I am quite open, quite happy, flattered for the support of the fans, for what is going on, and analysing things, trying to do the best for Newcastle United. The best from Newcastle United, what the fans want, and me too, is to be sure that we will have a good team, a team that can compete and can promote in the first year, because I think it's massive for everyone. And then that is the question about the meetings, and then see where we are and if we can be close. I haven't had any club telling me, listen, the Premier League, they are speculation about this club, the other one. Nothing, so I will talk with Newcastle, and after, if someone comes and then they are interested, they still, I will continue talking with Newcastle and be sure that I make the right decision. But what I want is to be sure that everything will be in place if I decide to stay, because I'm really grateful and happy with the reaction of the fans, and I can't say more because they have been fantastic.
Just a sort of couple of points you made there. One, you're clearly open to staying.
Yeah, very clear, very open.
But you want assurances. You need assurances. You need to make sure that you're working at a club that is thinking the right thing.
Yeah, obviously, when you come from the Champions League or winning trophies, and you come to a massive club like this, and in the situation that we are at the moment, you want to be sure that we'll continue with this ambition to be a big club, to be a top side in the Premier League. So the first thing is to be sure that you are in the Premier League. Then you have to be sure again that you have all the tools to do. You can be good, but if you don't have the tools, it's more difficult. I think that the answer that the first meeting was quite positive. Lee Charlie was quite positive too. So hopefully the next meeting will be fine, and after we have to decide. But I'm clearly open to the challenge, and if I upset, it will be because I'm sure that we can do it.
And the other point you made about other clubs, were you saying that providing you get the assurances from Newcastle United and you're happy with Newcastle United, they will be your number one choice ahead of anybody else who might
That's a tricky question.
Yeah.
No, I think that in football you never know what can happen. Last year I was talking with a Premier League club and then Real Madrid came. So I think that they understood that it was very difficult to say no to Real Madrid. No? And in this case, I don't see some clubs in England, when they say this, that, I don't see some clubs in England better than Newcastle. But that is football and you never know what can happen. But obviously, still, I will continue talking with Newcastle next week and see where we are. But if I say that I'm open, it's because I am considering 100% this option.
But coming back to England was a big part of coming to Newcastle.
Yeah.
So do you want to stay in England?
Yeah, my priority is to stay in England if I can. So my family is here. I enjoy the football in England. And then the people, the fans, they appreciate the work that you are trying to do. So as a professional, when you have won all the trophies and you have been so many years in the business, sometimes you want to be sure that your work is appreciated. So that is part of the reason why I came to England and especially to Newcastle.
And in terms of your work, it's interesting, isn't it? Because, you know, you've gone 5 games unbeaten at the end of this awful season. It's the first time Newcastle have been 5 unbeaten for 2 years. Not since 2014 have they been 5 games unbeaten. Do you take sort of heart from that? I'm just wondering, as a manager, is it almost more exciting and more confidence-boosting that you can go 5 games unbeaten with Newcastle United rather than win 6 on the trot with Real Madrid? Because, you know, the work is harder here.
No, obviously, we were 14 unbeaten with Real Madrid and still they were criticising us, so imagine. No, you know, when you have a good team...
When you're making progress.
Yeah, it's obvious that we have seen the team progressing. We have seen the players improving, and the atmosphere, everything, but especially the understanding of the game between when we were talking with players between them, when they have to make some movements that we were practicing during the training sessions, you could see that they were improving. So for me, that is really, really important, to have the possibility to build a team and then give them your ideas and the way that we do things, because we like to improve players, we like to teach players, to coach players in a way that they will be much better players at the end of the season. We have seen this in a few weeks, so I'm quite positive always when I have a group of players from the beginning.
I know it's a long shot, and it's a very difficult game, but in many ways, the perfect end to an awful season would be to beat one of the real top teams in the division this season, if you were to beat Tottenham.
No, of course, I think it will be fantastic for the mood. That is not amazing, obviously, but will be much better. I have to be honest. No, when you play the last game after the defeat or after the news, it's not easy. But these games, the team was training well, but not the same that we had in the past. So hopefully we will be professional. We will do things in the right way. But you cannot guarantee in football even 100% of motivation, you cannot guarantee anything. So now it's more difficult, but hopefully we can do a good job and the fans will enjoy at least the last game, and then we will be more positive thinking about the next season.